on 98FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
It's Friday night. It's 6 o'clock. It's the Bliss Disciples. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your Phoenix FM weekly boost of the bliss. My name is Daniel Gregory, and this is the Bliss Disciples. And as the clock strikes the end of the workday, it's time to kick back, relax, and dive into 2 hours of pure euphoria that recalibrates your zen. Whether you're winding down after a long week or just gearing up for an exciting weekend ahead, you're in the right place. Just be prepared to feel unprepared, because this is not mainstream, bog-standard approach. You might be pleasantly surprised, or you might be mahoosively disappointed. I hope it's option number one, of course. So grab your favourite beverage, find a cosy spot, and just let go. Get ready to leave the stresses of the week behind as we dive headfirst into Friday festivities. I have new music from Saya Gray, Vegan, Ultrasonic Grand Prix, which I love, I'm really excited about sharing with you, as well as Arrested Development are back. Do you remember them? Back from the wilderness. Plus I've got beauties from Loli, Kalinga, Joe Batten, Saggy Maggie and the exquisite Donald Byrd, just to name a few. This Ring Walk behind me came from Les McCann. It's called Burning Coal. And that's going to move me into the part of the show which I do like at the beginning of every week, is to move down the gears so that you can take it easy. If you're walking in the doors, just through the doors of your front house, then grab a loved one if they're there, or grab your pet or your favourite cuddly toy and just give them a big hug and tell them how much you love them. I'm going to go straight into something chilled by Al Green. It's his version of the Box Tops, The Letter.
Ticket for an airplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are growing, I'm going home. Baby, done wrote me a letter. Look ahead, I gotta say, I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Got to get back, get on back. That wrote me something on a piece of paper, yeah. Wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Oh, oh, oh. Listen, mister, can't you see I had to get back to my baby once more. Ah, gotta have a ticket for an airplane, no. I gotta get back and see my baby again, no. Lonely days ago, I'm going home. Baby, that wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she could.
That's Al Green and The Letter. I just walked into the studio just prior to the show, and I was greeted by a guy called Stephen Linton, who I was next door neighbours with almost 50 years ago. We went to the same secondary school. He was about a year and a half older than me. He was two school years above me, and we haven't seen each other for probably about 37 years, something crazy like that. He's connected with Brentwood Football Club and doing some really good things around there. So tune into what he's doing around there, trying to raise some money for a weather pitch. Just wanted to say big hug to him. I mean, it's bizarre. It's like one of those crazy things. You see someone, an absolute blast from the past, and we looked at each other and said, did we go to school with each other? It was mad, but brilliant. It's kind of made my week. Anyway, this is going over to New York now for some, 90s acid jazz. This is Groove Collective and Liftoff. Keeping it on a chilled scene.
Hello, boys and girls. I'll reach into the magic glass with a little train line. Just sit back, relax. Rest in the safety belts.
Side.
That's Groove Collective from 1996, piece called Lift Off. From there, I'm going to move you down to contemporary Brighton, UK. Going to be electronic air, experimental stuff from Asta Hiroki. The piece is called Blist. I think he named it after this show. Asta Hiroki, flying the flag. Piece called Blist. Now, whenever I hear this man sing, I simply stop what I'm doing. He has this hypnotic quality over me. Helps, makes me lay down my tools. This is Chet Baker.
I fall in love too terribly hard for love to ever last. My heart should be well schooled, 'cause I've been fooled in the past, but still I fall in love so easily. I fall in love too fast. Should be school, 'cause I've been fooled in the past, but still I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast.
It's just deliciously effortless. So it kind of makes me forget all the distractions in life and helps me be here in the present and now, which is just so important. Simple things, we appreciate the simple things and see how lucky we are. That's Chet Baker and I Fall in Love Too Easily. Now, a couple of 2021 now, there's a really brilliant documentary on, or documentary series on my favourite writer of all time, Ernest Hemingway. It was kind of touching on various episodes in his life. It was very, very much focused on the Florida and the Cuban exile that he spent a lot of time in Cuba, fell in love with the place. This was pre-Castro Revolution. This is a piece from that documentary series called Flor de la Noche Mirando. It means the flower of the night looking at the stars. It's a very beautiful kind of piece that captures Cuba in my eyes. If you are intrigued to know more of the great man, then I highly recommend the film. It's called Hemingway. It's a film by Ken Burns and Lynn Novick. You'll be able to find it on some medium. Now, from Cuba, I'm going to head over to Lebanon. He's by Ziad al-Rahabani. It's called The Same. He's called The Same by Ziad al-Rahabani. He's a Lebanese artist who masters the fusion of Western music with traditional Arabic music. Also well known for his politically charged theatrical works that often critique Lebanese society and politics. Right now, I want you to whisk you over to 1960s Rio now, to a cocktail party in where you're sipping a caipirinha on overlooking the Copacabana beach. This is Frank Sinatra and Antonio Carlos Jobim. This is Quiet Nights of Quiet Stars.
Quiet nights of quiet stars, quiet chords from my guitar, floating on the silence that surrounds us. Quiet thoughts and quiet dreams, quiet walks by quiet streams, and a window looking on the mountains and the sea. How lovely. This is where I want to be, here with you so close to me, until the final flicker of life's ember. I, who was lost and lonely, believing life was only a bitter tragic joke, have found with you the meaning of existence, my love. Lonely, believing life was only a bitter tragic joke, have found with you the meaning of existence, oh my love.
That's a Danish band, Loli. I just love what she does with her voice. The way it undulates. It's silky, it's luscious. Stunning piece. It's called Baglians. Now, we've already visited Brazil once this evening, but I'm going to bring you up to date, a contemporary Brazil, but it's still got that bossa nova, samba hangover. It's delicious. This is Mariana Froes, and Moça.
Moça, não me enlouqueça mais. Ouça, ouça o que meu coração. Quando você se vai, ele chora, se esconde dentro de si. Mas meu dengo, quando tu volta, ele canta, ele corre, sorri. Quando você vai, ele chora, se esconde dentro de si. Mas quando você vem, ele volta, ele canta, ele corre, sorri. Quando você se vai, ele chora, se esconde dentro de si. Mas meu dengo, quando tu volta, ele canta, ele corre, sorri. Quando você vai, ele chora, se esconde dentro de si. Mas quando você vem, ele volta, ele canta, ele corre, sorri. A vida é mais bonita com você pra acompanhar. Vem, mulher, brilha. Rainha soberana é estrela, é lua. Vem pra cá, vem dançar. A vida é mais bonita com você pra acompanhar. Tira a música e não adianta nem negar. Só sente a música. Chega em mim, vamos tocar a nossa música. Mulher, tu me faz delirar. Sentir a música. Chega pra cá, vamos dançar. Sentir a música. E não adianta nem negar, só sente a música. Chega e vamos tocar a nossa música. Mulher, tu me faz delirar, sentir a música. Me diz aonde você tá, onde é que você foi parar? Eu me perdi no teu olhar. Música, me diz aonde você. você tá? Onde é que você foi parar? Eu me perdi do teu olhar. Não há mais música.
That's Mariana Froes, Mossa, proving you that once again the British Disciples lights across those international borders, near or far, bringing music from all over. Like this one from a duet from an artist from the southwest of France and a gypsy jazz guitarist and percussionist. This is Kolinga and Nguya Ngai. Rebecca, I think it's Mumbungal on vocals. If you check out the music, she sings in English, French, and Lingala, which is a language from the Congo. Very talented. And talking from talent now, I'm going to move on to an artist called Lawrence Field from St. Louis, who's a basically, over the last 5 years, is building up quite a bit of momentum as a young jazz pianist who's kind of being recognised as one of the leading talents on the scene. This is a piece called To the Surface, featuring Corey Fonville. as Lawrence Fields is the debut, it's the title track off his brand new album, To the Surface. Very eclectic piece, well worth checking out. Came out at the beginning of this month. From there, I'm going to move over to an artist that I have featured on the show before. Brilliant, still making music at 81 years old. This is Joe Patan and Call My Name. Starting to pick up the BPM now. Love him. And his life story as well. Check him out. As I say, it's Joe Patan. Grew up in East Harlem in the 40s and 50s and 60s. He led a Puerto Rican street gang called Dragons. End up doing some time. Correctional facility, and that's where he found music, and upon his release started changing his life and bringing us his wonderful style of music. I say at 81 years old, he's just released a brand new EP, which I'll be featuring in a couple of weeks' time. Okay, these next guys, you'll be able to catch them at Earth in Hackney on the 6th of April. This is Glass Beams and a piece called Kong. From Australia, with a very strong Indian influence. Melbourne, to be precise. That's Glass Beams. As I say, you'll be able to catch them in Earth in Hackney on the 6th of April. I do hope you like what you're hearing. This is the Busy Solvers. My name is Daniel Gregory, trying to bring you something slightly different on your Friday evening. And I'm going to do a proper genre shift shock now, as I like to do on the show, to an artist that said he liked to live good, eat good, and drink good. I don't bother nobody. His light-hearted attitude towards life endeared him to fans around the world and added to his enduring charm as a music icon. This is the wonderful Fats Domino and Detroit City Blues. Yeah!
I'm